Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Deutschland Couch Show. Today, we're going to do a fun episode. Obviously, as we all know, in a couple of short weeks, it will be the 2022 World Cup. So, me and Elliot are going to be doing our predictions and just going through a couple of different topics regarding the World Cup. So let's just get right into it. Do you have the thing in front of you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because unfortunately,
It's fine. I will conduct it. I'm doing it on my other podcast. All right, I'm not all the way done, but I was doing it, and I did it with Ryan yesterday. So this is the third time I'm doing it, but it's all good. All right, I will do hold on, I just got to do one thing. I have to double my tab because our predictions probably going to be a little different, and I want to make sure that we have the right knockout stage for each. So while I'm doing this, obviously this is your first World Cup where you really kind of know what's more or less know what's going on. But if there's a country that you don't know that much about, that you need to figure out in your head where you're going to put them or whatever, you can ask me anything about a player or someone to look out for if you want to. It's totally up for you. All right. So we'll just do one at a time. You do a team, I do a team, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So since I'm technically hosting this part, I'm going to have you go first. In Group A, we have the Netherlands, Ecuador, Senegal, and Qatar. Who do you have in fourth? And just give a short explanation.
I have Senegal. Obviously, they're a team that really has done okay in some of these competitions, but just isn't that strong of a team. So we'll find it hard for them to kind of go up against Qatar, Netherlands, and Ecuador. So I think just with the talent that the other teams have, it'll just be a little bit more difficult for them to keep up.
Aww. Okay, you can keep your choice, but I would like to let you know that Senegal have Sadio Mane, Kalidou Koulibaly, and Eduardo Mendy. Does that change your spacing at all? If no, that's fine. But I just wanted to give you the full picture in case you did not know that.
Okay, I will change that to Qatar and fourth.
All right, I just want to give you a chance in case you didn't know that. All right, I'll do Qatar, and I think I'm fourth Qatar. I think I can explain for both of us. They would not be here if it wasn't for the corruption of them getting the World Cup. Mm-hmm. I don't know any players on Qatar. They had none of the Qatar players playing in the top five leagues. Nobody in Qatar is playing in the Bundesliga, Serie A, the French league, the Japanese league. I mean, it's like all of their players are in a certain level of football that is not comparable to the rest. They've never seen Sadio Mane other than on YouTube or on TV. They don't know what it's like to go up against them or what they have with the Netherlands and Van Dijk and De Ligt in the back and stuff like that. And Ecuador may not be highly regarded, but at least they've been to the tournament. Qatar is only here because of corruption. for me and for you, I'm guessing, fourth is Qatar. Who do you have in third?
I will go with – this is a tough one for me, but – I would say Ecuador. Ecuador has a lot of good talent there, but compared to the other two teams, such as Netherlands and Senegal, it'll be a little bit harder for them to like compete. But I think it will be close between Ecuador and Senegal, though, because they're kind of in the similar quality, though I would put Senegal a little bit higher up because of the players that they have at the ready for the team.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ecuador is capable of making the round of 16. you know, I think that that Senegal has the better individuals. I mean, they won the African Cup. There's criticism about the standard of teams they have that have been put in front of them along the way, and et cetera, et cetera. You can say what you want about Senegal, but Ecuador does have enough in there to do it. In the Copa America, they always seem to do fairly well. I think they made the quarterfinals. They're not sure. And if you think about the teams in that part of the world, teams like Colombia didn't make it, and Ecuador did. So Paraguay didn't make it, stuff like that. So I do think they will be well represented in this tournament, and I think they have a chance at taking down Senegal, but I think the Senegal individual players make the big difference. But if it wasn't for the talent disparity, I think it could be very much. Yeah, it's a coin flip. It's not a coin flip, but you could say it's a coin flip. So I also have Ecuador there. Who do you have second?
Senegal. Obviously, you have Salah, Koulibaly, and so I mean their talent is great, but it could be a coin flip between that and the Netherlands, because the Netherlands have a lot of good players there too. So, and I mean in the Netherlands team, there are people who are playing in usually the top five leagues, so you kind of know how they perform. So it's going to be a coin flip, but I give the edge to the Netherlands, so I put Senegal in second.
Oh yeah, also Senegal in second. Sadio Mane by himself has won the African Cup of Nations. They have Eduardo Mendy. I know he's been put on the bench because of Kepa's performances at Chelsea, but for the most part, they have the pieces there to put everything together and to be a threat and potentially be one of the dark horses of this competition. So I also have Senegal in that space. So who you having first?
For what?
Oh, I know you have him first, but explain why you have the Netherlands top.
Oh, okay. I zoned out for a second. Sorry. But yeah, Netherlands has a lot of great top talent on their team, because these are the players that usually are in the top five leagues that in some way, shape, or form, or if they haven't been in the top five leagues recently, you kind of know what you expect from them regardless when they do join up again. So just the talent that they have alone and just how good they performed in World Cups and even European competitions in the past gives them a slight edge. But like I said, you could go either way with Senegal or Netherlands, but I think just talent-wise, Netherlands has a little bit more firepower versus Senegal.
Yeah, I mean, I got Netherlands top for obvious reason. Obviously, the greatest player ever, Denzel Dumfries from Inter, is there, so it's obviously they're gonna qualify. But they also have guys like Frankie De Jong. They have every player that plays for Ajax. I think they're really going to be difficult at the back, especially at the left back and right back position. I also think they have good attacking players. I mean, in comparison to Brazil, Argentina, others, I do think they're not as good. But in this group, I think they have, again, a lot of the Ajax players who have done well. And I think Van Dijk's not been hit the best this season, but him and De Ligt as a partnership in itself is very good. So I don't think you can shy away from that so much. And I think the Netherlands should qualify for the round of 16, but we'll see what happens from there. So going to Group B, we have England, Iran, the United States, and Wales. Who do you have in fourth?
I'm going to put Iran. Obviously, they may have some success, and they may have a couple key players that do play for the top five teams, but just quality-wise, I don't think that they're all put together like some of the other teams like the United States, England, and Wales, where a lot of the names that are going to be performing. So I'm going to put them in fourth.
Yeah, I thought about another team. I'm not gonna say, because then I'll just give it away. And I think Iran, if you take out England, probably have the best player in this group. Taremi, who plays for Porto, was an absolute machine. 112 goal contributions in the last 4 years. He's exceptional. But I don't know if one individual is enough to overpower a group. I think this group is garbage. I think there are four teams that are kind of outside of maybe England are good, but they don't perform as good as they are. It's just kind of a crappy group. It's more of who's going to be more shit than the other. And I think Ryan, when we did this with Ryan yesterday, he told me that he thinks 4 points may be enough to qualify through this group. I tend to agree. I also see a world where the top team could take a lot of points, but I have Iran there, but only barely, because it's really hard to judge. Who do you have in third?
The United States, obviously. You have Weston McKennie and Pulisic, but those, and then I think there's one other player from the United States who plays in one of the top five leagues. But
Reyna at Dortmund, Brandon Harrison at Leeds, Jordan Pfeiffer's probably not going to be picked because the manager's an idiot. But yeah, those are the main ones.
That may actually change it all. Give me a second to think about this.
So just to run down, Matt Turner is their goalkeeper's Matt Turner, who recently signed for Arsenal. He's their number two. Christian Pulisic, you know, the guy who misses big chances on Chelsea and doesn't really get to play because he's shit. Brandon Harrison, who's doing very well at Leeds United. They have Giovanni Reyna. He gets injured a lot, but who plays for Dortmund. He's very, very, very good. But obviously, situations are situations. And then they have obviously Weston McKennie at Juventus, as we know. Now that there's questions of whether Jordan Pfeiffer, who's one of these strikers we talk about at on Berlin, Union Berlin, who may be picked. Josh Sargent is scoring goals, a lot of goals in the championship for Norwich City. If he's picked, so a lot of this is hypothetical because we don't know the squads that are going to be put together. But they're a very talented team. Dest at AC Milan, so there obviously there's a lot of talent here, but. Anyway, so I just want to give you the full picture.
Oh, this is tough because, like, for me, it could be it's a three-way coin flip between. Oof. You know what? I'm gonna put Wales in down there because I mean you have a couple good players on Wales who have been performing like really consistently, but it's just that with the quality some of the other two teams have. I think it'll just be a little bit more difficult for them, but we'll see.
Okay, I'm going to actually go U.S., but not because of the quality of the team, because I know that they have quality, they have the players. My issue is the way they're going to play and the attitude. I watched them play, obviously, in the coldest game ever in last January. They played. It was the best performance of their whole qualifying campaign because Christian Pulisic. Again, I don't like Christian Pulisic, and everybody knows why. But it's not personal, my friend. You're just not that good. But the reason they played so well in that game is because they moved the ball. They moved the ball well. They didn't try to force things here, that, or the other thing. They played as a team. They dominated. They won the game. Again, it was cold as fuck, but they won the game. Now, if you look at the rest of their qualifying journey. It seemed like their idea is forcing it to Pulisic because the media tells us he's the best player on this team when it's never ever it's been true for about 5 minutes and then it wasn't true anymore. So when you look at them potentially forcing the ball to him, I think it's dangerous because their best at their best is when they play as a team and they're not trying to rely on one individual. Secondly, if he starts, Reyna or Aronson has to be on the bench. And though both of those players are better than him, so that's where I draw the line as far as figuring out myself where and how they're going to sort of play. But they're talented enough. They're talented enough to get to the next round. But again, as I said, none of these teams are that good. So it's hard to really gauge what's going to happen. But I would say because of style of play, I would say I got U.S. in third, which means you probably have Wales second. Why do you have Wales second?
Wales would be second because...
Sorry, my bad. You have the U.S. third and I have Wales. You have the U.S. second. Explain why you have the U.S. second. My bad. I got confused.
No worries. It happens. But the United States has a lot of good talent. Obviously, players that we're used to seeing. Obviously, you did bring up a good point that it will depend on their attitude and how they're going to line up formation-wise. But you could tell the talent is there, and a lot of these players are used to dealing with each other in like Champions and Europa League situations. So they know what to expect from each other, from their respective European clubs. And then when they come back together, it's like they learn from each other, from their experiences in their leagues and stuff. So I think just like the way that they're able to learn and adapt to different situations may be in their favor. But like you said, it will come down to like their attitude and how they line up during the tournament itself. But for the most part, you're looking at a team that is used to competing with each other, not just with as a country, but in individual leagues, seeing each other play for the respective clubs. So they kind of know what to expect from each individual player.
Yeah. I have Wales second. My reasoning may be, I don't know, maybe nostalgia, but whenever we've seen the best version of Gareth Bale is always the Wales version. We've seen him go horrible stretches at Real Madrid. He comes in the Euros for Wales and balls out. He's not performing well he's performing okay for LAFC, but not being one of their key players. I expect him to come to this tournament and ball out. His levels just go to another planet following, you know, bad spells. He's done this 100 times. And again, they have other good players. They have decent players. They have Aaron Ramsey. Maybe that's not the most flattering name, but they're good enough if Gareth Bale is in peak condition and peak form to do it. And again, he's not in peak form now. But the second he puts on the Wales jersey at the World Cup, it will recharge his entire battery, and then he'll be in his peak condition again. And the Wales haven't made the World Cup for a long time. So I do think that them going through the European experience and doing well there and coming into this, they'll feel very confident about themselves being able to do it, especially because the level of teams that they're going to be going up against is not the most difficult. They worked hard to get here. They got through the Ukraine. Gareth Bale masterclass got them here. So I think that's only going to continue, but I could be dead wrong about that, but I just have a feeling that Gareth Bale is going to look like Gareth Bale that we always see in Wales. And then we both have England top. You explain your reasoning and then I'll explain mine.
Obviously with England, like you see all the players, usually most of them compete already in the Premier League. So it's kind of like they're used to seeing each other every week. It's like, hey, yo, man, I'll see you in England with the England team in a couple of weeks. Yeah, great job out there. But so it's a team that's really formed from a lot of players who are already in England in the Premier League, and they're used to seeing each other perform on a routine basis. They know what to expect from each other. And usually a lot of their formations is their way they're able to adapt to certain teams and situations shows the success of this club. Obviously, they've had issues in certain tournaments in the past, but just during the World Cup, they sometimes turn into another animal. And they'll fight tooth and nail to get the job done. And especially, I mean, you have Harry Kane, I do believe is on there.
Jude Bellingham from Dortmund.
You have Bellingham. I mean, you got a lot of good talent that on the league level are top quality players. And when you put them all together and you're able to get the formations right and they're able to perform in harmony, they're an unstoppable force. So long as they are able to constantly adapt to the certain situations and also maintain that focus that they're used to, they're just going to be hard to keep up with.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the England last tournament losing in the final, the tournament before making a semifinal. So we've seen them perform at a high level. Obviously, they have the capabilities of doing that. Obviously, there are going to be some misses from this World Cup because of injury. Even though we have international football's version of Max Allegri, who's going to play his 35 defenders, who's going to park the bus against teams that they should be ripping their heads, would be ripping apart. I mean, the only thing with this team is the coach. That's it. That's the only thing that could potentially stop them from going to a different level. They had a very poor performance in their last three or four games. They got relegated from the Nations League to the second Nations League. They have not performed well going into the tournament, but they certainly have the individual quality. There's going to be conversations about who's going to make the squad and who isn't. Obviously, I think there's certainly question marks, but in this group, I think it's not going to be a cakewalk. I think they could get 9 points, and I also think they could limp to the next round with like four. Yes, they're the most talented, one of the most talented teams in this competition for sure. But they've been very talented for a long, long time, and they always seem to come up short. And yeah, so it's a difficult one, but I think they're gonna go through. I mean, I know they're gonna go through, but I think they'll finish top. Whether that will backfire or not is up for debate. But at the moment, it does not. It's clear that they're gonna get one if they drop points. I don't think it'll be enough to take them out of the group, but I think they'll definitely finish top. All right, Group C, we have Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Poland, and Argentina. Who do you have on the bottom?
I mean, I'm torn between in this one. I would say Saudi Arabia, I think it's just because they have some decent talent, but it's not to the caliber from some of the other teams that we're usually used to seeing.
Yeah, that's fair. Just a fun fact. The last two teams to lose 8-0 in the World Cup is Saudi Arabia.
Damn!
They lost 8-0 to Germany in 2002, and Argentina beat them like at least six. I think it might have been more than six, but I'm not Argentina's in the group. So actually, I didn't even think about that. But yeah, I don't really think that they have much of a chance here. I know, no disrespect. They got a lot of money, and I know they're probably part of the reason that the World Cup is here. But yeah, no dice for me. Who do you have in third?
No dice. I like that. I would say Poland. Obviously, Poland has done really good in certain competitions in the past, but just recently they just haven't been up to form. So I think it's going to be very difficult to keep up with the other two teams that are in this group.
Yeah, I got Mexico third. And so I know that Mexico, their thing is, what made them famous is getting out of the round of 16, getting out of the group and then losing immediately. That's been their trend. So for the Mexico fans, I want to give you some hope here. That's not going to happen because you won't even get to the round of 16. I see a U.S. team that I think is very talented, but not elite, beat them. I don't know. I think they've won the last three or four times. That's never happened. Mexico's always been a superior side to the United States, and it's just not the case anymore. The United States beat them with their squad. I think Mexico has, if Chicharito goes, Carlos Vela, LAFC, a lot of their best players are coming from the MLS. I know Diego Lainez is playing at Real. Actually, I don't know if he's at Betis. He is. Real Betis is who's really good. They have Hector Carrera, who's at Atletico Madrid, but now is at the MLS. I just don't think that their quality of players are enough. I don't think the coach is enough. I think now I think Poland has not really done their best in these tournaments in the past. They did not get out of the group in the last World Cup. They did not get out of the group in the last Euros. They did not get out of the group previously in the last Euros either. So, with that being said, I think you're looking at this as we're talking about a team, Mexico team, that always gets bounced in the round of 16, and then you have a Poland team who never gets out of the group. So it's not really good options to put against each other, because either one of these guys could fall on their face and be horrible. But I do think that Poland has the better individual players. So because of that, I'm going to go with Mexico in third.
I, in second place, have Mexico. Yeah, they may have had just a lot of struggles lately against the United States. But in general, within like the Copa America, they usually do fairly well. But whereas Poland have had a real hard time getting out of the group stages recently. So just because it's a coin toss between those two, but I give the edge to Mexico.
I got Poland in second. Obviously, Robert Lewandowski is a machine.
I forgot he played for Poland.
That's right. It's a fine pick either way. Plus, it makes our brackets a little different, which I think is better. You got Matty Cash from Aston Villa, and obviously the best wing back in world football, Nikola Zalewski from Roma. I want them to do well, partly because I want him to have I don't want him to get injured, but I want him to have a good tournament. Because a lot of the Roma team is not in the World Cup, and you know, him coming into the team, I think he's only 7 caps. But for him, he's going to get that opportunity at the World Cup, and I think he should, and he deserves it. And he's been playing well for Roma, and he's been given he's taking advantage of the opportunities. And I think because of the way he plays, he'll be able to service Lewandowski, and he's not going to be the only one there to do that. But I think he has he's very athletic, and he also has a dangerous cross. And with Robert Lewandowski, as big as he is and as strong as he is in front of the goal, I think that's something that needs to be taken into account. They also got that boy at Napoli, Peter Zielinski, who I think has proven to be an elite player for them for many years. And I think it's just the individual players that Poland have that make me sort of sway in that direction. But like I said, both of these teams have poor reputations when it comes to tournaments, but for very different reasons. Who do you have top then?
Argentina. I mean, I don't know if Lionel Messi's playing in it, but this would definitely be his swan song World Cup. You have obviously Paulo Dybala, Lautaro Martinez from my boys Inter. I mean, just this team is stacked from top to bottom, with players that we're used to seeing consistently. And just when they form up to perform in competitions, they're just like on a whole nother level. And so with that, I give them the edge.
They also have the biggest winning streak in international football right now. History, I think.
Oh, wow.
I think it's 35 plus games. You kind of covered it. Leo Messi's last tournament, you got Lautaro Martinez, you have Lisandro Martinez from Man United, who's having a great season. Christian Romero, who we know used to play for Atlanta. They have good players all over the place. I'm a little concerned with the midfield. I don't love it, other than Rodrigo hands off the merchandise to Paul.
hey, stay in your lane.
being probably the only midfielder I really have belief in. Di Maria is still there for one more ride. I mean, they're elite in a lot of places. I think later in the tournament, the way they're, I don't know how to explain it. The things that aren't, they're not great at will be magnified. But in the group, with this group specifically, I really don't think that we're going to be, I think this is a pretty simple one. And so on. All right, Group D, Tunisia, Denmark, Australia, and France. I think this is probably the easiest group to predict. Who do you have in fourth?
Tunisia. Obviously, this is a team that it's like you don't see these players perform routinely unless there's one that I'm not sure about, which could be true. Is there any notable players that I would know on that team?
There's a notable player you probably would have, let's see, you've seen before probably in Europe, maybe in a Bundesliga. But there's not a ton. There's one, I just can't think of his name, but there's not like a top 20 player in the world or anything like that.
Yeah, so with that, I'm putting them in fourth.
Yeah, I went the other way, but I think Australia and Tunisia are just as shit as one another. Both these teams, they always make the tournament and they always get knocked out of the group. Australia did make the round of 16 in 2006. Penalty in the 90th minute. Francesco Totti, good night.
Wait, what?
So in 2006, the World Cup, Italy, Australia was the round of 16. There was a penalty at the last minute. Australia fans didn't think it was a penalty. It was a penalty. But It was the last minute of the game. It was 0-0. They played very, very well throughout. And then Francesco Totti put the ball down, hit into the top corner, and Italy advanced to the quarterfinals. That was the last time that Australia went beyond the group. And that was 2006, which was more than 10 years ago. So it's been a while since they've been anything. They used to have, like, Tim Cahill, who's a guy who played a lot of European football with the Premier League. With Everton, I believe most of the time, but they don't have a game changer like that. Christian Volpato, the hero in the Roma game from this last week, is Australian international, but I don't think he's going to get called up because he's made it clear he wants to represent Italy with that. But they don't really have anyone I can think of. So I have Australia, and then obviously I have Tunisia next, and you just have the exact opposite. If you want to explain why Australia is third and not last, you can, but if you want to.
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right, who do you have in second then?
It was France or
Denmark.
I'm going to go Denmark. Obviously, you have a lot of great players on that team, but France is stacked from top to bottom. So for me, it's going to go Denmark, then France, just based on the talent alone. And it will depend on if France is able to bounce back from what happened in the Euros against my boys coming up, and we're going to discuss them later, but I just think that just based on the quality alone, France is just slightly ahead of Denmark.
Yeah, I think Denmark's good. I think Christian Eriksen, obviously, Damsgaard, Højbjerg from Spurs, Kasper Schmeichel, obviously, who now plays for Nice. They made the semifinal of the Euros. They made the round of 16 of the World Cup. I lost to Croatia on penalties. So they're a team that does typically do pretty well in the knockouts. I think even without Pogba and without Conte, France are still a stacked deck. If you think of the Saliba, who's balling at Arsenal, you think of Christopher Nkunku, you think of the boy at Milan, Theo Hernandez, you think of his brother in Munich, Lucas Hernandez. You look at Mbappe, Adeyemi Opokuno from Bayern, Benjamin Pavard from Bayern, Kingsley Coman from Bayern. There's obviously PSG has a ton of them too. Marquinhos at PSG, you have Thiago Silva. The Brazilian, sorry. Forget that. But they have a stack deck. They're very deep in all positions. They're deep in the middle. They're deep up top. They're deep in defense. And obviously they have Ousmane Dembele is another one that they have. They're just elite pretty much everywhere. Even without Pogba and without Kanté, still think they're not going to have a big problem. So I got France and Denmark as well. All right. So you had Australia bottom or Tunisia? You had Tunisia, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Hold on, I put in the wrong order. Okay. All right. Group E. This is interesting, and I feel bad for one of these teams, but it's Spain, Costa Rica, Germany, and Japan. Who do you have? All right, real quick. Japan have Dashi Kamada. They have the Stuttgart defenders, Ito and Endo. They have the boy at Mainz. They have a lot of good players. In the last World Cup, they almost beat Belgium, and then they got knocked out because Belgium came back. So they have good players, and Costa Rica have Keylor Navas, the legend at Real Madrid, and obviously he's at PSG now behind Donnarumma. And then you know about Spain and Germany. So who do you have bottom of that group?
I would say Japan. Yes, they got a lot of good talent, but for me, it's a toss-up between them and Costa Rica. But I just think Japan will have a harder time competing up against the other three teams.
Okay. I got Costa Rica. When your best player is your goalkeeper, you have a problem because he can't score goals too. that's basically my explanation. I just don't trust the rest of their team to score enough goals for them to be good. I mean, it's amazing that they've been here. They've been to a quarterfinals of the World Cup before. They've done some terrific things, but I just don't think that this Costa Rica team can coexist with the rest of the crew. So you have Costa Rica in third. Any, just give me your take on that.
I think they, even though despite some of their setbacks, I think they'll put it together and be able to get at least some points, but they will definitely not make it out of the group.
Well, I obviously have Japan there. I feel bad for Japan because I think in at least half of the groups in this competition, they would qualify. But because they're in this group with that Germany and that Spain, I think it makes it almost impossible for them to qualify through this group. But I don't know. I don't think Germany can fuck this up. I think Spain has the potential to, but I don't think they will. But Japan has a slight chance if they beat Spain or Germany. I think they'd beat Costa Rica. But you know, I think that they have a very small chance. But I don't think I wouldn't be I'd be shocked. I'd be surprised. But I think there is a world where they could finish second. But I do think they're going to finish third. So of the big two, Spain and España and Deutschland, Germany. Who do you have in second?
Let's see. I'm gonna go with what I'm in. I'm in Spain, but the S is silent. But Spain. Ugh, long story, ladies.
So
and gentlemen.
So you have them in second or first?
Second.
Okay, we go. What's the reasoning behind that?
Obviously, a lot of this team is a major team to begin with, but they have a lot of great talent, but it is going to be a toss-up between them and Germany because both of those teams are stacked with great talent. They performed at top levels in various years and tournaments. Obviously, Germany has kind of like slid, I guess I would say backslid recently, but when the push comes to shove, you could expect them to show up. So it's, but it's still very hard to say, but I still give Germany the edge.
Yeah, I mean, Spain obviously has a lot of those Barcelona players. They have Sergio Ramos. They have Marrero from Villarreal. They have the thief of the Copa Trophy, Gavi. They have Pedri. They have Sergio Busquets, who's probably in his last World Cup. Yeah, they're good all over the place. But I do think Germany wins this group. I think Timo Werner, Kai Havertz, Jamal Musiala is enough. But then they have guys like Joshua Kimmich, Goretzka. If Wirtz can go, and I think it's possible, I think that makes it a big deal. And obviously with Hans Flick, the guy who won with the Champions League with Bayern, is now the coach there. And it's a new age of German football. And Antonio Rudiger, you know, the guy who sacrificed his own blood, as we found out, to win games. I think they're going to be good all over the place. Oh, and then I forgot, they have Gnabry, they have Mane as well. So they're a real threat in this competition. It depends on matchups, but I do think they're a smidge better than Spain. Hold on. So you have Spain. Germany, Spain. Costa Rica, Japan. All right. Group F. Belgium, Canada, Morocco, and Croatia. Morocco has your best friend Hakimi, who left you for $80 million. Who else do they have? Hakim Ziyech, who was on that Ajax team and then went to Chelsea. I can't think of any other big names outside of those two, but Croatia, Kramaric, Hoffenheim, Luka Modric, Mario Pasalic from Atlanta. I guess I'm blanking. Rakitic at Sevilla, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Brozovic at Inter. So et cetera, et cetera. So they have a lot of teams in Belgium. Obviously, you don't need me to tell you who's on Belgium. We all know who's on Belgium. Kevin De Bruyne, Lukaku, Tielemans, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hazard. Yeah, I mean, I could go all day. So anyway, who do you have bottom of that group?
I'm going to go Monaco. I mean, they have like one or two notable talents, but the quality that a lot of the other teams have, it's going to be very difficult for them to keep up. So I'm going to put them in fourth.
All right, my friends from Canada, do not have me offed for this. I don't think you get any points. I think if you were to score more than a goal, that would be very successful. I just Alphonso Davies is very good. I think Jonathan David is a very good striker. I think they have good pieces, but they don't have enough pieces, and I think they're going to get mollywopped by all three of these teams. Just for context. Ryan picked Morocco to finish second. So you putting them there is fine. It's just outside the box thing, but I just don't think, I think the Canadian team they haven't made the tournament in forever. So I'm glad they're in the tournament. I'm glad they're going to be there, but they took advantage of Mexico and US being total crap. So I just don't have a lot of faith in Canada. Who do you have in third?
Canada. Obviously, the quality isn't. I mean, yeah, they got lucky to get into the tournament, but well, Mexico and the United States were complete hogwash. But they just don't have what it takes to make it out of the group stage. Because I mean, there's really not a lot of any notable players on there, so it's just for me. It just doesn't make sense, but I think they'll at least finish third because I'm being nice. But just quality-wise, compared to the other two teams that we're going to mention, there's no contest.
Yeah, they. But just so you know, they do have Alphonso Davies at Bayern, and they have Jonathan David at Lille, I think, is where he is. I also, I have Morocco third. I think they're a good team. I think they have a puncher's chance to finish second. I think it's going to be a close one. I think it's going to be tough between those three, but I do think that Croatia and Belgium have a little bit more good for them. So who do you have in second?
In second, I have Croatia. Obviously, this is a team that we're used to seeing have success in World Cups and European competitions in the past. I mean, you have Luka Modric, Brozovic, and a bunch of the other players that you just noted, and they're really good quality. And so I don't think they'll have any real issues, but I still think Belgium will finish ahead of them just based on quality alone.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think Croatia is a little older than they were 2 years ago, and they were 4 years ago when they made the World Cup final. I still think that a lot of their pieces are still fairly young and have a lot of potential to do some serious damage. But I think the Belgium individuals are just a little higher level. Kevin De Bruyne and the balls he can put into the box with Lukaku, and the other strikers is going to be terrific. So I do think that that Belgium does have the edge in, and so I have the same as you. All right, Group G, Brazil. You know who's on Brazil. Serbia has Vladovic, Jovic, Mitrovic, Savic, and Savic.
oh gosh, try saying that 55 times fast.
No, because they have Milinkovic Savic of Lazio, and they have his brother who plays for Torino, and then they have the attacking pieces. They're a very good team actually. Then obviously Switzerland, you know, pretty much is on Switzerland. Xhaka, Sommer, what's his name? Mbolo. Sorry, I'm just drawing blanks. They have a good team, is the point. And then Cameroon, who have somebody, I guess. I don't know anybody on Cameroon. So who do you have at the bottom?
I have Cameroon. There's really not any notable players on there. So I think it's just going to be hard for them to compete on this level.
I think Haller might be on Cameroon, and Maxime Chippomoting might be on Cameroon too, but I don't. They got somebody good. I just don't remember who it is. The same. I don't buy the Cameroon ticket. Who do you have in third?
What were the other teams? Oh, Brazil, Switzerland, and who else?
Serbia.
I will go with. I mean, that's gonna be hard for a second.
And it's third. A tough one. It's close between Serbia and Switzerland.
It's like it's hard.
Oh. I mean, it's so close that you should just pick who you. I don't know. It's up to you. Whatever you think, but I think it's that close. I just think there's not too much separating. It's let me put it to you this way. What, and you don't have to answer this question out loud, just in your head. What do you trust more? The attack of Serbia, or the defense and goalkeeper of Switzerland? Because that's what this conversation is. You have the three big-time attackers of Serbia, and then you have, Savic in the middle, and then you have the defense of the Swiss, Akanji, and the goalkeeping of Sommer and Kubel, and then obviously they have Xhaka in the middle. So both teams have one elite midfielder, and Serbia's strengths are attack. Switzerland's strengths are defense. So it really depends on what you think is going to matter more, and that'll help you make your decision, I guess.
I think the defense of Switzerland will hold up against Serbia. I mean, Serbia, yes, you have a great attack, but it, like you said, it's going to come down to like what you trust more, and I kind of trust the defense of Switzerland, and this was prevalent in the Euro tournament. Last year, I do believe it was that it was hosted. Obviously, you saw the goalkeeping ability of Jan Sommer, who was able to eventually save the shot from none other than Kylian Mbappe.
You mean save the miss, that because it was a terrible penalty.
I know.
It was a bad penalty, to be fair. But, yeah, no, I hear you. I see the other way. I see Sommer is a great goalkeeper, but he also is someone who let six in against Bayern one time. He also has saved the Titanic against Bayern.
Bayern. Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do about that?
But you have to understand that Vladovic, we know what he can do with that ball when Allegri is not making him non-exist. Mitrovic, who's balling with Fulham. Jovic is starting to get going with Fiorentina, but I just think those attacking pieces are so good. And then, so to me, the big separator is which midfielder do I think is going to be more impactful? And I think Savic, as much as I hate the club he plays for, he knows how to score goals and he can get the ball in those dangerous areas. Xhaka's also having an incredible season, but I just trust Serbia a bit more, so I'm going Serbia. So obviously, it's just flip. I'm Serbia. Second, Swiss third, you're the other way. And then obviously, I got Brazil. I don't really need to explain that. Just look at their squad and just cry.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that I had Brazil in first place anyways. But yeah, you just look at their team and you're just sitting there like, we're screwed.
All right. Group H, final group before the knockout stage. Ghana, Portugal. Sorry. Uruguay and South Korea. Who do you have? South Korea has Kim Min-sun. Uruguay has Federico Valverde from Real Madrid, who's been sick this season. They also have Darwin Nunez from Liverpool. Ghana has somebody good. I don't know, remember his name. And Portugal has Leao from AC Milan. They have Renato Sanchez from PSG. They have Cristiano Ronaldo, Bruno Fernandes, and others. So who do you have bottom?
I will go with Ghana. Obviously, they may have one good player, but it's not going to be enough against what some of the other teams in that group have to offer. But for some of the clubs, it will be close, but it's just Ghana doesn't really have anyone really notable. And it's going to be hard for them to keep up.
Yeah, same Ghana for same reasons. Who do you have in third?
Oof.
Now, something to take into consideration here is there will be a team in this, and I don't know if you've done it already. I haven't been paying that close attention, but there's going to be a team in the groups that are going to go quite far, quarterfinals ish, that aren't expected to. So when you're looking at a group like this with three teams that with capabilities of things, sometimes to think outside the boxes is an option. I'm just letting you know that there will be a team that is not expected to do well, So when I made my picks initially, I did that, and Ryan did that. Ryan had Uruguay going very, very far. I had another team that's going very, very far that you'll find out soon. But so just when it's a closed group like that, that's something you can take into account if you wish. So I'm just giving you a nugget if you want it.
I'm going to eat that nugget, and I'm going to say in third, I'm going to go with Uruguay, actually. I'm going to be different than you two.
Okay.
Obviously, this is going to be a decent team, but I think South Korea, obviously, not a lot of people are expecting them to do well either, but I think just based on, like, quality and some of the players that South Korea have available is slightly better than Uruguay, but it could go either way, but South Korea gets that second spot just because their quality to me would be a little bit more, but even though they're not expected to do well themselves.
So you have Portugal, South Korea, Uruguay, Ghana?
Yes.
All right. I got news for you. South Korea was my dark horse as well. But
oh, wow.
I have a slight difference. So what I have at Ghana, for obvious reasons, Uruguay, it's too old. I'm sorry, my friends. Cavani is 55. Suarez is 107.
Damn! Darwin,
they're just old. They're just old. Both of them are 35 plus. I don't know if Suarez is going to be there because he's in South America now. He's not playing in Europe anymore. I do love Valverde. I think he's phenomenal. And my favorite thing about Valverde is when he scores, the way he celebrates makes it seem like I told him he couldn't do it. Like it was personal. So I love that about him. He's been so good. And I respect what they're doing. And they've been very good, Uruguay as a collective. But I think they're too old. And then here's my big surprise. I have Portugal in second. I have South Korea finished top of the group. With Ronaldo, with the season he's having, and with the coaching situation, which hasn't been great, the disappointment of different things, having to go through the qualifying route instead of automatically going through qualifying, I think it's going to affect them, and I think they're not as good as people think. And for that reason, I got South Korea as my top dog.
Oh,
knockout! You're gonna be so surprised how far I have them going. You'll see. Knockout match number one. We have the same matchup: Netherlands versus Wales. We'll just give a score prediction and then explain. And I'm just gonna say, Gareth Bale's brilliance is enough to. Actually, hold on a second. I might have messed this up. Hold on. You had. Sorry, my bad. I have Netherlands versus Wales. You have the Netherlands versus the United States. All right, so for me, Bale's brilliance is going to get them to the knockout stage, but I don't think him and Aaron Ramsey is enough to propel them past a Belgium side that will be well-coached, well-prepared, and ready for the challenge. I have Netherlands winning this 3-1. So you got Brazil. Sorry, not Brazil. You have Netherlands versus the United States.
I think the Netherlands and their quality, with being a lot of these players competing in Europe, also obviously this is going to be a coin flip, but I give the edge to the Netherlands just based on what we've seen from them in the past. Obviously, I think the United States is going to get out of the group, but. Just based on the attitude and just the adaptability to the other teams once they make it out of the group to stage, it's going to be very difficult for them. So I think Netherlands will win this closely 2-1.
All right. Next one up. Sorry. I think, yeah, we both have the same. Argentina versus Denmark. Denmark's a well-coached team that will – make things tough, but I mean, I think the attacking qualities of Argentina will just overpower that. So I got Argentina winning this. I'm going to say 3-2.
For the same reasons, I will say Argentina win, but I think it's going to be not as close. I think it'll be 3-1, but it's going to be based on
Messi,
yeah.
All right.
It will just go with Messi. Sorry, my brain is all over the place right now.
That's all right. That's all right. Upset alert. I have Senegal knocking off England 1-0. Sadio Mane last minute winner. That's what I'm going with. Ryan had Senegal beating England on penalties. You also have Senegal versus England. What say you?
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to say England beats Senegal. Just based on obviously England are more closely cohesive and they're more used to playing more in the same league routinely. So it kind of gives them like knowing what's going on with each other team members. Whereas Senegal has more of like a disjointed team. So I think just knowing what the other players are in the league and within the international team is doing will give them that edge, but I think it's going to be close. It's going to be 2-1.
All right. I have Poland versus France. I don't think this will even be close. I got France 4-0. You have Mexico versus France. What is your scoreline?
Based on quality and just Mexico sucking recently, France win 4-0.
All right, so we're doing one side of the bracket at a time. So we're in the quarterfinals, Netherlands versus Argentina. for me and for you. I think this is going to be close, another close one. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think Argentina will pull away at the end to make it a two-goal game. But I have Argentina winning 3-1, Lautaro Martinez hat trick.
Aw, you just made up for the comment for Hakimi. Congratulations.
Messi assist hat trick, too.
That'd be sick. But yeah, obviously, it'll be, I think it's going to be 1. But because just Argentina in general have performed at a top level, and they will not let Messi down in what will be his last World Cup, Argentina will go through.
I have Senegal against France again. My boy Mane. Sorry about this, buddy. I got France easy. I'm gonna say 2-0. And you have England, France.
England gets eliminated by France.
All right, 3-0. So you have Argentina, France in the semifinal. And I have Argentina, France in the semifinal. Look, Argentina has all this attacking talent. They have decent defense and they have decent goalkeeping. I think France has significant advantages in particular areas where they could take advantage of a situation that would enlist the midfield having to perform at a high level and the defense to be mistake-free. I think the attacking players that they have and in the midfield, even without Pogba and Conte, are going to be difficult to deal with. And as much as I want Leo Messi to hold that trophy at the end, I think his World Cup career ends 2-1 against France in the semifinal. So France makes the final for me. You have England and France. Sorry, you've Argentina, France as well. Sorry.
I think the match will end. Obviously, it's going to be a very close match. So I
one,
and then it goes to the all proverbial thing that I hope I get to see in the tournament: penalties. France went on penalties.
All right, now we're going to the other side of the bracket. I have Croatia versus Germany. This won't be too difficult. Musiala double. Luka gets a consolation. I got 2-1 Germany. And for you, it is the same. Croatia, Germany.
I think 2-0 to Germany. Obviously, just the success Germany has had. While granted, Croatia has had some success, it's not as to the level of what you would see from Germany.
All right, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
So I have Portugal and Brazil in the quarterfinal. I believe this will be the biggest blowout in the tournament. I have Brazil winning 6-1 against Portugal. I just think they're that much better. I do think Ronaldo will get a penalty that wasn't a penalty to score. I think they'll just feel bad to give him one last World Cup goal. If you think that's crazy, I'll tell you who Brian picked in the final in the end. But Ryan's World Cup final, the score was 6-3, so it's not as crazy as I think that was. All right, you have South Korea against Brazil.
Brazil knocks out South Korea 3-0.
All right, Brazil to the semifinal.
Going off.
I Belgium, Spain. I think it's close. I think it's going to be difficult for both teams at different stages. I do think Spain's attack is going to be the problem. I don't know. I just have a feeling Spain is going to be Belgium. So I'm going to go 2-1. Penalties 0-0 after 90 minutes. Spain, Belgium. Spain are about to win the turn. Belgium's down to the last penalty. Lukaku steps up and he hits it into the crowd.
Who do I got?
Hold on 1 second. Hold on, just give me 1 second. My headphone came out. You also have Belgium and Spain. Sorry. Yeah, you also have Belgium and Spain.
I think Belgium wins 2-1. Obviously, I think just quality-wise, Belgium will have a better time going the distance, but it still will be a close one.
All right. I got Korea and Serbia. Vladovic scores in the opening 5 minutes to give them the lead. Hinman's son scores a goal to get an equalizer. Go to extra time. 113th minute. Son steps over a free kick, bangs it, and South Korea goes through. And you have Switzerland and Portugal.
I'm sorry, boys, but I love you, but I think Portugal will go through just because the Portugal's attack will go fire on all cylinders, left, right, and center, making it very difficult for the defense of Switzerland to keep up. But so I will say they win 2-0.
All right. So, okay. I have Germany, Brazil. It's going to be close. It's going to be good. Neymar's just going to do it for him, though. I got 2-1. Brazil, Neymar double, Musiala gets the other, and you have also Germany and Brazil.
Yeah, I think it's going to be 2-1 to Brazil, but yeah, just with because Neymar is going to we've seen Neymar compete in international tournaments. He just steps it up, and I think that'll give them the advantage that they need to go on.
Yep. All right. This is my big upset. South Korea and Spain. I think South Korea is going to beat Spain, and they're going to make the semifinal. I got them winning. I'm going to say 1-0. They're going to score early and going to hold it until the end. All right, so then you have Belgium and Portugal.
I think it'll be 2-1, obviously, for Belgium winning. But I think the one goal will come from a penalty that wasn't a penalty for one last time, Pinaldo.
All right, you have I have Brazil, South Korea in the semifinal. I want South Korea to win the World Cup. I think that'd be amazing because I love an underdog story. But Neymar's too good. I think 3-0 for Brazil. Brazil make the final against France. You have Belgium and Brazil.
Oh, this is gonna be this one hurts. I would say Brazil beat Belgium. 1-0. Obviously, you're going to have a really good defensive game from Brazil, but I think they'll get the victory.
All right, World Cup final. Brazil-France. I also have Brazil-France.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Who's going to win the World Cup?
Somebody from PSG.
All right, why is Brazil winning the World Cup? Well, sorry. Who are you picking between the two?
Oh God, I hate this because it's like you have Neymar, and then you have Mbappe.
You are gonna crush Neymar's dreams, or Mbappe's.
Hey, you're doing the same thing. Shut up.
I am doing the same thing, but I don't have a problem crushing. Okay, I'm not. I'm gonna give away my answer if I say what I was gonna say. Anyway, go ahead.
Give me a second to think this through. I'm going to say France. I mean, both of these teams are stacked, but I will give France the advantage. But the match finishes 0-0, and then France wins it on the penalties.
All right. I have Brazil winning the World Cup 2-1. Ryan said something to me yesterday when we were talking about this game. And this is not the only reason I'm picking them, but it's part of it. Do you remember the Champions League final, Bayern versus PSG a few years ago?
Oh yeah.
Where we were slating Mbappe for missing all these chances.
Mm-hmm.
Then this is something Orion brought to my attention, and this is not why I'm picking them, but I just want to bring this up. Mbappe was set up so many times and what was denied of glory. Remember that Kingsley Coman had her at the back post, is the only goal in that game. PSG were the better team in that game and deserved to win the Champions League. Neymar did everything. It was a masterclass of performance, but it just came up short. You see Neymar at the end of that feeling what he was feeling and knowing it wasn't his fault. What Brian told me yesterday was he doesn't believe that Neymar will ever lose a final again. And I believe that because of that moment. Now, can he get knocked out in a semifinal? Certainly. I think it's very, very possible that he could get bounced in a semifinal. He could get bounced in a quarterfinal. He could get bounced in a round of 16. But I think if he gets to a final again, he will not allow it. He will not allow that to happen. He will win because I think the absences of Conte and Pogba in the world, in that team, even though it covers itself a bit, I think it doesn't become a problem for France until this game. And I think because of the attacking prowess that they have, and I think Neymar will be so, so insistent to get to that, to get there in the end. And I think they'll win the World Cup. Now, I think it'll be great because Neymar is not likable by most. And that's their first thought process about Neymar before they even watch his game, before they see what he did. So when you already have an opinion about someone before dissecting something, you're not going to give an honest interpretation. He should have won the Ballon d'Or once already. And I think if he does this, it's his only way to win it because people don't like him. But I do think it's not just I want Neymar to win it, but it's also I believe that the team is too good because you have to think on one side, you have Gabriel. I mean, you have, striker-wise, you have Gabriel Jesus, you have Richarlison, you have Rodrigo, you have Vinicius Jr. in the midfield, you have Casemiro, you have Fabinho, you have, I mean, tons of talent there. In defense, you have Thiago Silva, you have Marquinhos, and obviously they're stacked everywhere, and I think it'd just be too much for France to overcome. And in the end, I think Brazil will win the World Cup, and Neymar will get the credit he deserves. All right, real quick, Golden Boot, who are you going with?
I'm going to go with Neymar.
I'm going to go with Neymar. I'm going to say he scores 27 goals. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Now, let's be realistic.
I say he gets 6. He's been the best player in the world this season, and I think he's gonna find it easy to find the back of the net. Who do you have winning the young player of the tournament?
This one I'm not sure of.
All right, I'll give you some choices. Let's see here. Musiala's on Germany. Wirtz is on Germany. He's young. Darwin Nunez on Uruguay. Federico Valverde on Uruguay. Jude Bellingham, Mason Mount, basically England's entire midfield, Phil Foden, etc. France. Saliba, Mbappe, I think he would still be eligible, et cetera, et cetera. Argentina, Julian Alvarez. That's all I can think of right now.
I'm going to say Jude Bellingham. I mean, he's been a beast in the league, but I think he'll continue that success within the competition?
I think I'm going to say Julian Alvarez. I do think that that Bellingham and others in this age group are better. But I think that that this is a perfect opportunity for a young Argentine to show he's got the qualities with everything that even with Messi's departure that they'll give it to him. All right, which team is going to concede the least amount of goals?
The team with the best goalkeeper.
I mean, otherwise, which goalkeeper do you think is winning the Golden Glove?
I'm going to say Angel Hair from Pasta FC. I'm just kidding. I'm going to say Jan Sommer.
All right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm going to say Allison. And who will score? I'm just doing this for fun. Who will score the best goal of the tournament? And tell me what's going to happen just for fun. And then we're out of here.
Oh, I have no idea. This is going to be – hang on. You go first. I'm going to have to think.
All right, I'm going to say fuck, it's hard, isn't it? I have a few that I'm thinking of, but all right, who's going to score just a ridiculous goal? I'm going to say
I think I got mine in my head already.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to say Lautaro Martinez scores a screamer from 30 yards out after Lionel Messi assists him after a set piece situation.
All right, I got it. Goal kick for Brazil. This is France Brazil. This is the goal that's going to get them in. Allison kicks a deep kick down the sideline, right, or down the middle. Casemiro's gonna jump up, get ahead on it. It's gonna go to Vinicius Jr. He's gonna cut inside, you know, chop, chop, chop like Ronaldo. He's gonna fake a shot, drop the goalkeeper. He's gonna hit across into the box, and then Neymar bicycle kick.
Oh, that'd be sick. That's good. That would be hilarious. I'd pay.
That's why we're doing it now. So if either of these happen, we could say, yeah, we knew it was gonna happen. All right. One more thing. Even though it's a meaningless game. Who do you have third? So you had in the semifinal, you had Brazil, Belgium, Argentina, France. You had Brazil and France. Argentina and Belgium will be the third place game. Who wins the third place game?
Argentina.
Let's see. I'm going to say, so it'll be South Korea for me, South Korea against Argentina. I think if Messi goes out in the semifinal, he won't play the third place game. So I'm going to say South Korea win the third place game. All right, that's all I have.
And ladies and gentlemen, we'll see y'all on the next one. Deuces.